Adam, I am talking about, of course, Acorn Gate.
Acorn Gate.
Big Fatty does a daily podcast where he talks about his life. Or does he? Yeah. Big Fatty, I don't know if you're familiar with Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online. Are you, Adam?
I am. I listen to it every day. Even when I don't feel like listening to Big Fatty, I force myself to hit play on Big Fatty at the very beginning of my day.
There you go.
As soon as I get in the car to go to work, I punch play on the Big Fatty. Right.
Now, Adam, I am only going to talk about Acorn Gate from the standpoint of how concerned I am about Big Fatty. You know, Adam, I've been a longtime advocate of taking care of the elderly in our community, and I'm concerned. That's all. This comes from a place of concern.
I'm trying to even imagine, because I listen to him every single day, and I'm unaware of him mentioning Acorn.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't feel like listening to Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3575 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 19th of October, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all gonna tell you about my day and some voice letters, Big Fatty. That. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, that little ditty is the Big Fatty Fucked It Up song. Big Fatty, that can't possibly be the Big Fatty Fucked It Up song. I don't know that I've ever heard that before, and I know you fuck it up all the time. Well, I do. And y'all, it was brought to my attention by the old gal herself out there in Walnut Hills. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty fucked up the episode numbers. Because yesterday I evidently said episode 2574. And the old gal, y'all, she was taken aback. She was taken aback and suggested that I get my medications checked. Big Fatty, she's not wrong. Well, it's true. So, y'all, yesterday was actually 3574, and today's 3575. Y'all, I just wrote it down wrong on the mock in calendar. Big Fatty, any excuse. Can you play that Fucked It Up music one more time? Well, sure. Gussie, Big Fatty, we need the happy music. Well, that's because we're happy today, because y'all, after I spoke with you yesterday, y'all recorded the LFC, while I was getting ready for that, I think the NIP arrived. While I was doing the little show, and young Nicholas stopped by, and he and the NIP, they were chitter-chatting. They were here yesterday. Big Fatty, y'all, I just don't remember, because I do remember it was the yesterday was the Boiled Peanut Gallery, so they must have been here. I don't listen. but anyway, y'all ended up watching some of the sports ball on Sunday night. Y'all then watch the 60 minutes as the old people do. Yes, Big Fatty, after your supper of cabbage and squash. Yes, and y'all, I cooked my little baby back ribs on the grill. You know, they're already cooked. It's those good plum rose barbecue baby back ribs. And I just put them on the grill to get a little char on them. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. So I had a few of those and the cabbage and the squash. And yes, Big Fatty, and tooted the night away. I did. Y'all, watch the sports while the Atlanta Braves were on. And so I was watching them, and y'all, the Atlanta Braves weren't doing so well there for a while, and so y'all, it was like I don't know what the score was, but it didn't appear that they were gonna pull it out. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. And but y'all, both Saturday night and Sunday night, y'all, the two teams were tied in the ninth inning, and the Atlanta Braves scored both nights in the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth inning, to win both games. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it, but Big Fatty, it was true. It's true indeed. And y'all, then it was time to head to the love chamber. Y'all, I opened the windows, in both windows in the love chamber, and y'all, I turned the electric camisole on just real low, and it was absolutely magnificent. Y'all, it went down to like 48 degrees. They said that the last time it had been that low here in Charleston was April the 12th of last year, of earlier this year. And y'all, it was just magnificent. Magnificent, I tell you. Y'all got up on Monday morning, and I had my coffee, had a little English muffin, read the paper, did my Sudoku, and y'all, then I could not wait. Could not wait to go out on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I put on my shorts and short sleeve shirt, and y'all, then I pulled out the Nasty Pig sweatshirt jacket thing, and y'all, went for the nipple walk. Y'all, it was so wonderful. Just wonderful, I tell you. And y'all, then I came back, and I got an e-letter from the Sam's Club showing all kinds of different crema stuff. And y'all, they had a couple of things. One moment, please. That's my hot tea. And y'all, they had this kind of a woven basket tree skirt thing, which it just looked very different and novel. And I thought, well, I'll see about that. And so y'all, I went on and I ordered that, and I ordered these other little kind of starburst lights that run on the batteries that I can put out on the porch, the veranda of the villa. And y'all, I ordered me a brand new TV. Big Fatty, y'all, you know, if you've ever been here to the villa, the TV in the villa, y'all, there's sections of it that sometimes work and sometimes don't work, and it drives everybody crazy. I just kind of look beyond it. And y'all, everybody's like, oh, Big Fatty, you need to get a new television. So y'all, I just got ordered me a new TV machine. It's coming on Thursday, and it's the Samsung, y'all, now it is not an 85 inch like old Crooked Hat, and I hear old Crooked Hat right now going, oh no, I only have 82 inches. Well, you know, 82, 85, it's just tiny penis. But anyway, anyway, I don't have room for that. So this one is, I had a 55-inch, but the one I got is a 60-inch. Oh, Big Fatty, you're a big old size queen, too. No, but y'all, it's... I think it's the same size, basically, as the one I've got, because the one I've got has got like a 2-inch border around it, and this goes all the way to the edges. So I think the actual space it takes up is about the same. anyway, y'all, we'll see how it goes. Y'all, I'm not throwing away the old one till I am satisfied with the new one. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, got my share. And y'all, then I was off. The nip came over and we were off. We went to see Olive. y'all, we told Olive I would come by and we'd shut off Miss Kitty's, cellular device. Now, y'all, you would think this would be an easy task. One moment, please. Y'all, it wasn't. It wasn't, I tell you. I spent time on the phone and on the www trying to cut it off. But y'all, the account was in the account that had Olive's number and Miss Kitty's number were all in Miss Kitty's name. And y'all, we didn't know the passcode or whatever. I could sign in, but I couldn't go in to do anything without some 6-digit passcode. So, y'all, the lady told me, just go to the A2&2 store and take the death certificate, and then they can handle it from there. Well, y'all, we went to the A2&2 store, and y'all had the nicest young man help us. But y'all, I couldn't believe this. He had to get on the same customer support line that we had to get on, and he had to wait in line just like everybody else did. And y'all, he got the rigmarole and run around and everything. He got disconnected a couple of times, and y'all, we were there for over 2 hours. 2 hours! But y'all, hopefully, it is all taken care of. Miss Kitty's phone has been disabled. It's gone to glory. So anyway, after that, y'all, we decided we needed to have lunch and a drink. So y'all, we went, for those of you who've been to Charleston before, I'm sure I've taken you to the Okra Cafe. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you know Okra loves bread. No, that's Oprah. Oh, never mind. but y'all, I had the Oktoberfest special today. Usually I get only the chicken and waffles. But the Oktoberfest special was the Wiener Schnitzel, Big Fatty, with the German potato salad. You know, that's made with the Wienerga. That doesn't have any mayonnaise in it. And it's served warm, and the braised red cabbage. Oh, it was absolutely delicious. And to go along, you know, when you're celebrating Oktoberfest, what else would you have to drink but a margarita? So, of course, that's what I had. And Olive had the country fried steak and Tanqueray and tonic. And the Nip had a penis colossus and fried chicken. But y'all, it was just lovely. After that, the Nip and I rode over to the Sam's Club to get some petroleum. Y'all, $2.85 a gallon. I was pleased with that. And y'all, now back here in Fat Acres and doing the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
thing.
Hey, this is Adam. I don't know what this is going to sound like because I'm on my new wireless earbuds and I haven't tried them out, but I just wanted to say I'm listening to one of the episodes with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, and you guys talk about Mixed Minus stealing the test kitchen and the fact that we don't listen. Well, I listen. I can't speak for my co-host, but I listen. And I don't think we do a segment called The Test Kitchen. Also, I seem to remember Wes saying that it was in the Commons now or something, because that show is no longer in production. So anyway, I just thought I would call.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Crooked Hat from The Mix. And Adam, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And by the way, in the Commons, I believe you're talking about public domain. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just like all of the old gal stuff, public domain. It's kind of like Clementine, you know, but you can play that in the public domain. But Adam, I just have to say, that those new ear pods or whatever the hell they are, I hope you save the receipt, because if you're planning on calling into little shows, let's just put it this way. Big Fatty, well, should we play the Test Kitchen music? Well, we could, but we're not, because that's, you know, that's no longer in the public domain, because it was used on the Mix Minus, the Mix. I'd send those things back, because as bad as this little show sounds, and as much of an audio perfectionist that you are, it sounded like shit. One moment, please. I gotta have a little another little sip of the hot tea. But Adam, thank you so much for the call, and looking forward to hearing more and more. By the way, this could be a little question for the Axe Geeky Gay. Cue the music. Whatever happened to all that artwork that you and Mittens bought that you didn't like, but then you didn't know if you liked it, and you were going to set it up on the fireplace, on the ledge? Was it there for your September the 11th celebration, or did you send it back, or did you just whatever became of that? But anyway, you that content for your little show. Dear, I gotta see Big Fatty, it was content for your little show too. Well, it was, wasn't it? Anyway. Adam, thank you so much. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, Hortensia. Hortensia will be back today. And so, y'all, it'll be clean as a skillet. Clean as a skillet? I don't think it's clean as a skillet. But anyway, y'all, it's going... The villa will be... y'all will be smelling like Clorox. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Cricket Hat say he just loves to listen to the BFO. Isn't that right?
I don't feel like listening to Big Fatty.
Oh, well, I'm getting mixed signals here now. Is it, no Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.